I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, the 24th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Avoid northbound Bangor Highway after 4700 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District will be able to return to in-person classes on Monday.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone has a special in-depth report from last night's emergency meeting of the Davis School Board.
It's working. Don't mess with it.
It's a debate playing out at school districts across the state.
Let's keep it the way it is.
How to keep students healthy.
Thank you.
While learning.
It's challenging. It's a difficult thing.
For Tobin Hagen, the two-day hybrid schedule for his high school kids hasn't been easy.
But it's kept our kids safe.
Hagen sees the schedule as a success. But take a few steps down the sidewalk. And parents like Melinda Parkin.
And they have yet to be able to even get back to a regular rhythm of schooling.
Have had enough of the interruption to their students' class schedule.
At least my first grader, he's mainly spending most of his time learning how to use the computer.
Through it all, school board members have had their hands and email boxes full.
Okay, so those letters could go out one day and one the next.
Even during the meeting, parents were determined to get their message across.
You know, I am not too concerned about COVID just because I feel like in Davis County, the numbers are not that high.
In the end, Parkin got what she wanted for her elementary kids, a four-day schedule.
That would kind of erase all the gains we've made.
But because of a higher rate of spread among older students.
We all want more teacher instruction because teachers are amazing.
Board members decided Hagen's kids and other high schoolers will stick with 2 days of class.
Sports and other extracurricular activities can continue in the Granite School District, even where schools are closed because of the coronavirus. The school district informed parents this week.
They're all excited to do their part to be able to play their sport. That athletic side of it is important to those kids, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally also. It helps them.
The district says sports and extracurricular activities can continue despite other shutdowns as long as the team or group has three or fewer COVID-19 cases.
For all the kids not going to school, an expert is offering some homeschooling tips to parents. Utah's 2020 school year. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs.
She was homeschooled and now has homeschooled her own kids for the last 14 years. HomeschoolExpert.com's Ann Crossman says, first, be loose with the schedule.
Develop a flexible structure. Even for parents doing remote learning through their local public schools, they may not be managing the content, but they're still managing the classroom from home.
Second, Crossman says kids learn differently. Some learn better visually or audibly or even actively. Figure out how yours does it. And third, get a pod.
Develop a community of like-minded parents who are also trying to school from home that you can lean on, encourage each other, share resources.
After you've checked those boxes, then you can buy a curriculum that's right for you. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
A BYU football player now has pneumonia after getting COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, offensive lineman Tristan Hodge had COVID with just a few side effects. His family says he finished his quarantine and went back to the field, but on Tuesday after practice, he was struggling. His father, Marty Hodge, says now they find out he has pneumonia.
No one is more healthy than that kid I know. I know what his diet is. I know he does all the safety protocols, masks, social distances, lives by himself, does everything he's supposed to do for this COVID.
He spoke on Twitter about it. He says this hits home and health is more important than football. And he said Tristan will be back only when his health will allow him to return. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah company says they will not renew their deal for a suite at Vivint Arena because of social justice protests by NBA players. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, Utah-based company SME Steel Contractors say they're making that decision after players on the team knelt during the national anthem during the NBA's restart in Orlando. The company says they will not be supporting the team until they cease their protests. In a letter sent to Jazz owner Gail Miller, the Jazz organization, also sent to KSL Sports, the company explained their decision to pull its investment in the team's luxury suite. It says, in part, quote, "our disappointment and disillusionment with the recent actions of the NBA, including the owners, coaches and players of the Utah Jazz are almost beyond expression. The Jazz at this time have not yet commented on the company's decision." Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. The weekend looking nice.
Pleasant weather all in all for the weekend as we top out only in the 70s on Saturday and only in the 70s on Sunday, too. So we got some nice early fall weather coming your way. The mornings and evenings will certainly cool down. The daytime highs, not all that warm. Certainly not as warm as it's been.
It looks like the high temperatures will bounce back into the lower 80s early next week.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.